Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za and you can find me on @DavidDondi on my social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast on fmr.co.za. We are all gently typing our lives away at our desks, apparently. No news there. Fueling the flames is the fact that sitting is the new smoking, apparently. So I ventured forth into the world of standing desks. I was not prepared to take this lying down, or even sitting back on this one. There are a few cures for this first world problem. The tried and tested is sitting on a gym or yoga ball. It's like sitting, but with the added benefit of an ab workout and the odd adventure of chasing your so-called chair around the room to retrieve it. I hated that, and I ended up in bad postures with a tired back. I'm sure many could break through the adoption phase, but I merely did like most and abandoned it completely. Next up are the platforms you put on a standard desk to raise your keyboard and screen. My verdict, they work, but they're kind of horrible as you have to commit to liking and using a taller desk 100% standing. As a side note, you can try this by raising things on books or similar things that you have lying about. No news there. There are then the mechanical raise and lower shelves that many use. You've sort of got something that you flip up or flip down. They're cumbersome, they're clumsy, and like kitchen counters that potentially wheel about are guaranteed to be left in one position after a short interlude. So we come to the electronically raisable desks. Most are available with or without tops to choose your own desk surface, and they have little control panels to select the height and usually around 3 to 5 memory sittings. Sit, stand, and somewhere between, or maybe for you and somebody else you work with. Individually adaptable to your particular preferences. Yes, finally a solution. I bought mine without a top and added my own one, as A, it was significantly cheaper, and B, I found all the available tops a tad ugly. A win. Saved money and gained aesthetic grandeur and used a slab of gloss I had kicking about anyway. Things to consider when buying. They're available from pricing around 3,000 to 5,000 rand up to many tens of thousands, and price does not equal quality here. Check the weight rating, check the supplier, and when you're checking the weight rating, not just of the stuff on the desk, but remember also the countertop. The one I bought will quite happily lift a slab of marble all day. Of course, don't ask me how I know this. Expect a fully spec'd good one for around 10,000 Rand, but another pro tip here is that these things are often on deep discounts, so be patient and keep a good lookout for what's on special. I personally bought the Tech Desk V2.0 from the company called Desk Stand. I bought a frame only, which is presently selling for 10,000 Rand. But you can get it for less than half of that on special, and they are regularly on special. It is rated to lift 125 kilograms with a 3-year motor warranty on the dual motors, and it goes between 59 centimeters and 122 centimeters, and it works. The big caveat mTOR here in the category is that the 30 kilogram box that needs some assembly will be delivered within 1 to 3 days on their website, but expect that in weeks at a bare minimum. Worth the wait, I dare say, as I record this standing at my desk. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on my social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and of course, that podcast on fmr.co.za.